Ukraine security issue.
On November the 2nd, the Russians shelled the Kharkiv region. As a result, a three-year-old boy was injured. Kirill Tymoshenko, deputy head of the president's office, reported that the child with injuries is currently in the hospital. The Russian occupiers bombarded the Kharkiv region with multiple launch rocket systems. According to the prosecutor's general's office, on November the 1st, more than 1,253 children were injured in Ukraine because of the full-scale Russian armed aggression. The data showed that 430 children were killed and 823 were injured. Meanwhile, Russian troops again attacked Ukraine with Iranian drones. As reported by the Air Force, the Ukrainian military shut down all drones except one of the more than a dozen launched Shahed drones. According to the Institute for the Study of War, Iran plans to continue supplying Russia with its weapons. They stress that Iran may supply Russia with new batches of drones and short-range tactical ballistic missiles. Russia agreed on additional supplies of Iranian weapons due to the depletion of its own stockpiles. At the same time, Ukrainian intelligence reported that Iran plans to send Russia hundreds of new kamikaze drones, which it uses to attack the Ukrainian civilian infrastructure. Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to the president's office, once again stressed that Ukraine calls on its partners to recognize Iran as an accomplice in European aggression officially. According to him, Iran knows that Russia will use these weapons to attack Ukrainian citizen energy facilities, provoking waves of refugees to the European Union. Meanwhile, Patrick Ryder, spokesman of the US Defense Department, said that due to the massive missile attacks on Ukraine by Russia, the US government, allied countries and partners are working out the possibilities for providing Ukraine with air defense systems as a matter of priority. He noted that very soon the first NASAMS complexes will be deployed to Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron also promised to increase military aid to Ukraine. In particular, it concerns the strengthening of air defense. Macron also promised support in preparing Ukraine for winter due to Russia's constant attacks on energy infrastructure. Ivan Klitschko, former Ukrainian energy and fuel minister, is sure that European partners have responded to Ukraine's request for energy assistance. So the European energy partners will guide Ukrainian specialists in the problematic aspects of the energy sphere.
Я думаю, що буде організован такий своєобразний енергетичний Рамштайн, і ця робота буде координуватися.
An energetic Rammstein meeting will be organized by Ukraine together with European partners, and this work to help Ukrainian energy companies will be coordinated by the European Union in the form of the supply of material switches and transformers. They need to be ordered and manufactured in 3 to 5 months, but we will stabilize the situation together. We will repel the attacks if they come because our anti-aircraft defense system is currently focused on protecting infrastructure facilities. There will be no more such destruction, said Ivan Klitschkov. At the same time, Kerry Simpson, the EU Commissioner for Energy Affairs, stated that the European Union is ready to allocate 25.5 million euros for the needs of the Ukrainian energy system. President Volodymyr Zelensky stressed that 40% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure was damaged due to Russian strikes. At the same time, Russia changed its mind and returned to the grain agreement. The Turkish president Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced the restoration of the grain corridor. Anadolu reports that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu asked his Turkish colleague to inform him about the start of operations. The Russian side also stated about restoring the grain corridor. The Russian Defense Ministry reported that it allegedly received so-called guarantees from Ukrainian authorities. Previously, the Russian Federation announced that it temporarily suspended its participation in the grain agreement due to the alleged attack on its Black Sea fleet by Ukraine on October 29. The UN denied the Russian Federation's claims about Ukraine's involvement in the attack on Russian ships. UN Deputy Secretary General Martin Griffiths said no civilian vessel was in the corridor on October 29 when the mentioned attack occurred. Meanwhile, Volodymyr Zelensky noted that Ukraine continues to fulfill the terms of our country's agreement with the United Nations and Turkey and called to pacify Russia. The situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant remains difficult because the Russian occupiers continue to pressure Ukrainian workers, forcing them to sign contracts with Rosatom. The main intelligence directorate reported that the occupiers would soon cancel the Ukrainian-style passes to the station. The mayor of Energodar, Dmitry Orlov, stressed that Ukrainian specialists do not agree to cooperate with the occupiers on any terms. Unfortunately, they continue to kidnap specialists and management staff of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Still, the personnel stood their ground, and the occupiers didn't even have a few percent of the signed contracts. However, they declared in the media and spread information among the employees that several hundred people had already signed these contracts. This is not true. Such people, if they exist, are few. The staff keeps the line, as they say, and remains loyal to Ukraine, said Dmitry Orlov. In addition, the Russian occupying forces provoked an environmental disaster at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Energoatom press service reported that as a result of the shutdown of the power units of the station, warm water does not enter the cooling pond of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, so the water temperature dropped to about 13 degrees. This led to mass extinction of fish in the pond. If the water temperature in the cooling pond does not rise shortly, about 1,000 tons of dead fish will be washed ashore.